You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. The love of the Father in Him. Oh, how I love to see our Heavenly Father's love in precious people. I mean, I recently was ministering in different places around the world, and I went to all these different kinds of churches that have different ways about them, and yet, and though their ways were some different in one place from the other, yet I could see the love of the Heavenly Father for all these precious, precious souls. To know the Father's love for people, to me, is one of the greatest joys in living in this life. How I love to share that love with them, how I love to rejoice in the Father's love together with them. And here in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, it says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." And you see, we can all have our affections continuously harassed by the things of this world to the point where we can be blind to our own condition and not realize how our affections are no longer enjoying the Heavenly Father's love. I mean, think about it. Out of all the seven churches that Jesus spoke to in the book of Revelations, the great, amazing church of Ephesus that had Paul, Timothy, John the Beloved, as pastors, where Mary also lived and died, the mother of Jesus, and had these incredible ministers there. And yet, Jesus said, "You have abandoned your first love. And unless you repent, you'll lose your influence. The light that my Spirit gives in you and through you will disappear if you lose that love." They had tasted this love. Taste means something you experience inside. Seeing is outside, tasting is inside. They had partaken of the love of the Savior, who offered himself without blemish to the Father as a sacrifice for our sin, as the propitiation, the appeasing offering to take away the wrath of God against us and to bring us in reconciliation with the Father. They had tasted this incredible intimacy with God. And now this intimacy with God was being captured by the daily going through the different circumstances of life that were breaking them down in their affection for God. And all of us, my friend, need to be sensitive to not allow our affections for God to diminish. Jesus, you know, in this powerful chapter 15 of John, verse 9, He says, "As the Father loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love." That Classic Amplified says, come and abide in the Father's love with me. "As the Father loved me, I have loved you. Abide in my love." Come into this union of the Father's love. When I look at Jesus, especially in the Gospel of John and in the Epistle of John, I see that love of the Father for His Son. "This is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. This is my Son in whom is my delight. This is my Son in whom my love is revealed. He is the revelation of my love." If you want to see what it looks like to be loved by God, look at Jesus. Oh, my dear friends, to live in the Father's love is what makes life worth living. It's what makes the day worth getting up for. It's what makes it worth it for you to forgive somebody, to be merciful to somebody, to even love somebody who hates you or harms you. This love is the unconquerable goodwill the undefeatable benevolence of the love of the Father. It is inexhaustible in its riches. Paul would say, he says, that you may really come to know, verse 19 of Ephesians 3, practically through experience for yourselves, the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience. In other words, you could never naturally be able to understand the height, the depth, the breadth, the length of it. You have to come into the experience of it to begin to realize what it really is like, this love of Christ. He says, so that you may really come to know practically through experience for yourselves the love of Christ, so that you may be filled through all your being in unto all the fullness of God, that you may have the richest measure of His divine presence and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God Himself. Listen to me for just a second. You see, this is what God wants, is for us to see His love in people, and that's what will urge us to be friends, to love people. If God loves them, how can I hate them? If God before them, how can I be against them? You know, dear friends, God doesn't just love us because we're perfect and blameless and innocent. He loves us so that He may satisfy His great mercy, He says in chapter 2, verse 4 of Ephesians. God longed to be merciful to us so that He may satisfy the great love He feels for us. Jesus said, I've come to reveal the Father to you so that the same mighty love with which He loves me may be in you and I in you, John 17, 26. And here again, from the Living Bible, verse 19 of Ephesians 3, that you may understand, as all God's children should, how long, how wide, how deep, and how high His love really is, and experience His love for yourselves. Though it is so great, you will never see the end of it or fully know or understand it, so at last that you may be filled up with God Himself. The love of the Father is immeasurable. And friends, if we had faith to move a mountain, but have not love, it does not impress God. If we gave up everything for the poor, but have not love, it does not impress God, because God is love. And I believe, even as He then also says, if we had knowledge that we could even speak the language of angels but have not love, it would not impress God. 1 Corinthians 13. God wants you, my friends, to see His love in for others and in others. My father, I've told this in a devotion before, in 1942, was walking through Brooklyn where he was working and saw a drunkard sleeping in the gutter with his empty bottle. And God's love came all over my father and said to him, John, do you realize you're no better than him? And my father had a revelation of Christ's love for sinners. And that's what called him into the ministry, and it never left him. It compelled him to the end. Like Paul would say in 2 Corinthians 5:14, the love of Christ is what compels me. Friends, you can have a fervency for Scripture, and amen to that. You can have a fervency for prayer, and amen to that. But nothing will so impassionate you as the love of our Savior, who displayed His perfect love by His perfect self-sacrifice. And that power is what the world is looking for today. That power, that self-sacrificial power, is what the world needs today. And I want to encourage you in closing, meditate on this little verse here from 1 John chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. Meditate on this. I love these thoughts. Oh, they have my heart. And we know, we understand, we recognize, and we're conscious of, by observation and experience, and we believe, we adhere to and put our faith and rely on the love God cherishes for us. We know it, and believe in the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who dwells and continues in love dwells and continues in God. And God dwells and continues in him. Listen to this. In this union and communion with him, his love is brought to completion and attains perfection within us. Now, this is what I find so powerful for my prayer life, powerful in the exercise of my faith, that I, with Jesus, continue to dwell in this love of the Father that never fails, that never grows weary, that never diminishes, that never changes, that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I keep dwelling in this love. And in this love, I get a revelation of my Father. And in that revelation of my Father, his love is being perfected in me. It gains full control over all my faculties. It moves me. It restrains me. It empowers me. It enables me. It guides me. It leads me. It strengthens me. It teaches me how to talk, how to think, how to act, how to react, how not to talk, think, act, or react. Oh, my Father, you are so gracious, according to Romans 5, to keep pouring your love into our hearts, my loving Father. And I thank you for this anointing of your love in each and every one of us, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good day.